WMFO, Medford and Boston.
Oh, man. From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewn forth upon you a pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike. Am I the you before, the you you were when your world was new? Or am I the you that you will be tomorrow? Through me you see your future or your past, I know not which. For I come from that spark of light so far in space, your mind the distance could not comprehend. It was once my home, and calls to me when I look up into the void. But it is not the verdant place your planet is that warms and cools you as the seasons go. Oh no. My mind recalls a seething cauldron flung among the stars and satellites and galaxies of boundless time. There, through evolution, I became the creature I am now. No heart or feelings show in me. Perhaps I'm better off than you, for I see things without emotion as they are. Some may envy me, but I pay a price to be from human feelings free. Perhaps in me, you see your destiny. From the land of endless night come I, an alien from afar, spewn forth upon your pleasant sphere, so much like you, and yet so unlike.
Who are we? Do aliens have the answer? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the popular children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, why is there such an emphasis today on people looking for aliens from space, and what's their motive?
Well, this is certainly the subject of many popular magazines and blockbuster movies, but what are some of the motives behind this? You see, one renowned science fiction writer suggests that extraterrestrials may be continuously broadcasting an easily decoded Encyclopedia Galactica, which will answer the basic questions of life. The chief of NASA's Extraterrestrial Research Division says, just the detection of one signal would answer many fundamental questions like, what are we doing here? Where are we going? You know, we do need answers to life's questions, but we don't need to wait for such an Encyclopedia Galactica from outer space aliens. God's already given us one. You see, we have the Bible, God's Word, and it does contain the answers to questions that philosophers and scientists have been asking for centuries. And it all starts with Genesis. The motives behind this search for aliens is that most scientists don't want to believe Genesis, because that would mean they're sinners in need of salvation. Let's read the book God's already given us, telling us what life is all about.
Ken Ham has written all kinds of booklets on the accuracy of the Bible, and they're available on our free website, AnswersRadio.com.
Yeah. in a flying saucer, flew down to Earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, "Let's fly away." They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, "If a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are. We'd better fly away." Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said, "This planet is an awful menace. Let's go back to where we came from." Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
Oh, no.
Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Mebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, 'cause this planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, "Let's fly away." They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, "All the people seem to be living in a nursery. We'd better fly away." Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, "Let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in." Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Please stand by for a news flash. 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 Please stand by for a news flash.
Please stand by for a news flash.
Mrs. Payne goes to outer space.
Stand by for blast off.
I'm ready to go.
So far, we're right on schedule.
Sounding amber alert. 10 seconds to liftoff.
Same room with so many naked men.
right here.
Message.
James T. Kirk. Don't you read history?
Checkmate.
Oh, we've all done the scarecrow. Big deal.
That would have been impressive.
Captain, we are being hailed.
Officers. Weird is part of the job. see.
Computer, what happened?
I'm sorry, too zesty for you?
Sir, I protest. I am not a merry man.
We're at the end of the beginning of a 2-week spooktacular celebration of Halloween here at WMFO in Medford on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That last half hour-ish set was all about aliens, space aliens. And we began it with Joe Satriani and Surfing with the Alien. And then thanks going out to former DJ and movie star here at WMFO, Chase Carson and Big John Pierce for that station ID. And then we heard an excerpt from one of our two featured albums, The Best of Godzilla, 1954 to 1975, with Akira Ifukube. That was the UFO Approaches, the Monster Fight FX, and the Monster Battle Match. The main title from that. And then Brian Eno from his Drums Behind the Bells album, Sounds Alien was the name of that pretty rockin' percussion piece, spoken word piece. And then a real crackpot, that young Earth creationist Ken Ham. Don't believe anything that he says. But he was talking about aliens and the Bible and who we are. Well, who his followers are. From Answers with Ken Ham. And then it was a local band, Darlin' Pet Monkey, with Scary Giant Size Alien Eye Creature from You Better Believe It. There's an exclamation point on the end of both the song and the album. Bang, as we say in Unix. And then it was Ella Fitzgerald in the Cy Olive band with Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer. Another selection from our Brain in the Box, the science fiction collection featured album. And then we finished things off with my long ago remix of Alien Sex Fiends, Mrs. Fiend Goes to Outer Space. That was my Plastic Sushi Star Trek remix of that. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Jack Malmsteen and Satan Takes a Holiday, my ambiance from Ultra Lounge. And thanks going out to Coffee and Smokes Alex, host of the Desperate Hours on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m., for turning me on to that. And you should tune into him, yeah. I learned so much from him. So we've got one last set for you, and it's going to be all about ghosts. And I'm going to be sending out a song to Arthur, host of the Grand Hour, 5 a.m. He does
radio dramas from the golden age of radio at 5 a.m. on Wednesday mornings here. And what I'm sending out to him is coming from a friend of his who passed away, Daniel Johnson, a prime exemplar of outsider music. Also in this next sound collage mix for you, some going back to the 1980s with Simple Minds. Send that out to Savoir Faire. And also a Sonic Youth song that I was previewing all the music this week before mixing it up for you during my daily runs along the Mystic River Reservation. And for various reasons, it went into shuffle mode. And there was this Sonic Youth song I'm going to be playing for you. Ghost Bitch, as a matter of fact. But when I listened to it, I thought that it was actually monster sounds from the Godzilla soundtrack. But nope. And, well, we got a lot of music to go to in that, and maybe we'll have some Skinny Puppy at the end. In any case, we're going to be starting off with Tegan and Sarah, who are going to be telling us what it's like to be walking with a ghost. Starting now, here on WMFO in Medford. Freeform Radio.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please, please don't insist. Like the librarian said, but everybody
What he learned us, we were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever. Thank you, Casper the Friendly Ghost. Thank you, Casper the Friendly
Let's have a look at those ghosts.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
fellow shadows, black and blue, all around, locking arms, side by side, crouched down before the fire's light. You're the first day of my life.
But because of my condition. attention. I fell in love with a little ghost and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. This week is the first in our two-part spooktacular celebration of Halloween. This was the Godzilla Halloween Spooktacular with three sets, three main sets. about monsters and then space aliens, and this last one with ghosts. We kicked off that set with Tegan and Sarah and Walking with a Ghost, and then it was a song from Daniel Johnson, a good friend of Arthur, of The Grand Hour on Wednesday mornings at 5 a.m. And Daniel was singing about Casper the Friendly Ghost, who actually, he was flying in a plane with his father, and he had a kind of psychotic episode about Casper, and the plane crashed, and Daniel went into the hospital for a while. Then we heard from Simple Minds with Ghost Dancing, the John Buzzin Trio, Mr. Ghost Goes to Town, Sonic Youth with Ghost Bitch, the White Stripes with Little Ghost, a band whose name I can't say with Hungry Ghost, and then Skinny Puppy, a little bit of that. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Land of the Loops with I Dream of Ghosts. Thanks to David for calling in, and we had quite a conversation about different things, including Timothy Leary and Ram Dass and old times here at WMFO. Meanwhile, stay tuned for LFOD Radio with Uncle Sam here on WMFO coming up next at 10 o'clock.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
You are tuned in with LFOD.